Hello and welcome to the second episode of Coming Soon, presented by Anchor. Coming Soon is a show where we highlight emerging podcasts via their trailers. My name is Brendan Bigley. And you know what? It's just a pleasure to be here. Just happy to be here with you. Just want to start off again by saying thank you to everyone who submitted a trailer over the past week. It's always very cool to get sneak previews of all the things that are coming up on the platform. And guess what? You can be on this show too. All you have to do is take that idea. It's in the back of your head. Maybe it's in the front of your head. Maybe it's the only thing you're thinking about. But that podcast idea that you've always had, make it a reality. Just make a minute-long trailer, throw it out in the world, see what people think about it. And if you just happen to put the words coming soon in the title, that means you're eligible to be on this show. So all that having been said, let's listen to the trailer we're talking about this week. It's from a podcast on Anchor called The Writer's Journey. Take a listen.
Hey there. I'm Michael Laron, and I'm a science fiction and fantasy author of over 40 books. My podcast is called The Writer's Journey. I'm on a mission to go from nobody to best-selling author, and I'm documenting every step of the way. Eavesdrop on the life of a working creative who publishes 10 to 12 books per year while balancing writing, a full-time job, and raising a family. This podcast is for people who are fascinated by the inner workings of creatives. I'll share my career progress, what inspires my books, and how I write them. If you're listening on Anchor, I'll also take listener questions and answer them on the show. I will also make a complete fool of myself on a regular basis. New shows every Thursday. Listen on Anchor, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app. I hope you'll join me on this crazy ride. Check out The Writer's Journey today by visiting me at michaellaron.com/podcast.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Laron. Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Brendan. Glad to be here.
So we just listened to your trailer for your show. I just wanted to say, first of all, it's a really, really, really great trailer. You kept it shorter than a minute. So, you know, in and out very quickly. I feel like I have a full understanding of what your show is about, which is awesome. But if you wanted to expound upon that a little bit more and just say, like, what is The Writer's Journey about? What would you tell a listener, a prospective listener?
Well, The Writer's Journey is my personal journey to go from nobody to bestseller. So I started off as a writer in 2012. I've been writing all my life, but I started in 2012 and I had a near-death experience. And I was basically in the hospital for a month, doped up on morphine and trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I just knew right then and there that life was too short to devote it to anything other than your true passion. And so I jumped into writing, took it really seriously, and 40 books later, here I am. And so this podcast is about that journey, but it's also just about me putting myself out there. I'm usually an introvert and I'm pretty shy and socially awkward. And so I'm just trying to break some new ground and try to reach some new people. And hopefully people will join me along for the ride.
Yeah. 40 books, by the way, that's a huge accomplishment. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
You said in the trailer, how many books do you write per year?
I write about 10 to 12 books per year.
That's unbelievable output. That's absolutely incredible. I hope you're incredibly proud of yourself because I can't even fathom writing one book in my lifetime.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot. And it's kind of funny because I definitely eased into that. Like I said, I'm really clear on my purpose and I know that this is my purpose in life. And so when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm just sitting in the chair, you know, typing and I'm just having a blast, you know, I don't even think about it. I just do it. And it's just an incredible experience. And to be able to put all those books out into the world and to have people respond to them and read them and enjoy them, it just keeps me going. It's just like oxygen to my fire.
Yeah, that's amazing. So question for you, you've been doing this for a long time. You've been writing, you know, that you've had this prolific output for such a long time. Why start the podcast chronicling all of this now?
Yeah, well, I've been podcasting off and on for the last couple of years, and I've just really tried to find the best way to chronicle it. So I've blogged, I've done a YouTube channel, I've had other podcasts, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit different this time around. I wanted this show to be not just about my writing and my work, because I think a lot of writers do that. They talk a lot about what they're writing and things like that, but right. I wanted to actually make it a little bit more three-dimensional. So on the show, I talk about a lot of different things. So I don't just talk about my writing and what I'm working on. I do that, but I also talk about a notebook. So I have a notebook that I do a lot of people watching sessions. I take notes and I just go randomly sit in places and take observations on what people are doing so that maybe one day that'll end up in my work. And I've never shared any of that before. So I thought, I mean, I have thousands of notes, literally. I'm not kidding. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to jazz those up and share them on the show. And then I also take listener questions. And if I don't get listener questions, I just make them up. And I make a complete fool out of myself, you know? And so I think I've learned to come into my own voice. I think when you first start off as a writer, you've got all your hopes and fears riding on that one book. And the more books I've read, the more I think I've kind of discovered myself. And I just want to start building on that and you know, continue chronicling that journey. So it's never too late, but I also think it's never too late to start too.
Yeah. Well, completely agree with that point. just out of curiosity, how are you recording the show? What is your recording process like at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a Blue Yeti. So mm-hmm. that is my workhorse and my go-to. So I've got a Blue Yeti with a pop filter and I do all my editing on Audacity.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So how long do you say, or would it be from recording the episode to producing it and then releasing it? Like, what is that turnaround time like for you?
Turnaround time for me, it's about 45 minutes to an hour. So I turn on the mic.
Amazing.
Yeah, all together. So I figured out a way to systematize it. So yeah, this is not my first time at the rodeo with podcasts. So I've learned that the faster you can streamline things, the easier it's going to be for you to produce. So I just I write a script. So it's scripted because if I don't do that, I'll ramble. So I write a script and that doesn't take too long. And then I hit the record button, record it, edit it, chop up the segments for Anchor, upload them. And then I publish the transcript to a blog post and I'm good to go.
I love that. So when you started, it was not that quick, but over time in continuing to stay consistent with making podcasts, even if it wasn't this one specifically, you've streamlined the entire process down to an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important because, you know, I love doing the podcast, but the thing that keeps the podcast going is my writing. So if I can't continue my writing, you know, then I don't have anything to talk about. So I just want to make sure when I was going to do the show, I wanted to make sure that I had something that I could do every week systematically in and out for the foreseeable future.
Mm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. You want something with some kind of longevity unless you're doing like a serialized season-based thing. I love this idea. It seems like something that you could really stick with and do forever, especially if you're writing 10 to 12 books per year at the moment. Like, I mean, that's basically infinite podcast topics. You know, that's very cool.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of science fiction and fantasy to talk about.
Yeah. Michael, where can people find you on the internet? Where can people find your show?
You can find me at michaelloran.com/podcast. You can find my podcast there. You can find all my books and all the things that I'm currently up to on the internet.
Awesome. Any book in particular that you want people to check out right now?
Yeah, check out my Magic Tracker series. Book one is called Dreamborn, and it's basically an urban fantasy. Think Dresden Files, but with an African-American heroine.
Rad. That's awesome. Michael, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
It's been my pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, of course. And for those of you out there listening, go check out The Writer's Journey. It's on Anchor. And check out Michael's books. Hey, thanks again to Michael Loran for coming on the show and talking to me about his podcast trailer. You can find him at michaelloran.com. And if you want to listen to his show on Anchor, go to anchor.fm/The Writer's Journey. Up next, we're going to play a few more trailers that you all submitted over the week. And yeah, thanks for doing that.
Thank you so much for joining us on Residency Los Angeles. My name is James Dunn. I am an Angeleno, born and raised in Santa Monica, and have since bounced around various parts of the city, South Bay, Inglewood, Hollywood, and now Burbank. And I've lived here over 30 years, and I am a real estate agent by trade. But the reason I started this podcast is because I wanted to create something of value for everyone in the city that is interested in knowing what's going on around town. So how are we going to deliver that information to you? Well, some of it will be, you know, kind of the normal traditional market updates. So we dig into some of the numbers, but I thought we could also do some conversations. So we would speak with local residents and real estate experts. And how about local business owners? Basically, anyone that's witnessed how neighborhoods have evolved over the years. In the meantime, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast so that you get the updates delivered directly to your device and get ready for some more great stuff about our city, this great city of Los Angeles, here on Residency Los Angeles. Take care.
Hello, my name is Anoni. If you already know me, it might be via my Instagram, The Tiny Tank, where I talk about all things health and fitness. However, I'm here today to tell you about a new, very exciting project, which you might have guessed is a podcast because you're listening to a podcast, and it's called Adulting. I'm 24. I thought when I was 24 that I would full on have my shit together. It has transpired that you have your shit together maybe 2 out of 7 days a week, and then the rest of the time, there's a lot of fake it till you make it going on. And I genuinely was like, this can't just be me. Surely this is not just me. So I thought it'd be really interesting to delve deeper into what it is that's making us struggle, and especially probably our generation of millennials, who are also known as the Peter Pan generation. We're full on holding the reins. We do not want to grow up. And I want to know what it is that makes us feel so uncertain and what factors are contributing to shaping our understanding of the world. So I'm hoping by the end of the series, we'll feel a little bit put together. And if we don't, at least we'll know why and we'll kind of feel validated in our not having our shit together. Does that make sense? I hope so.
Those are the trailers for Residency Los Angeles and Adulting. Both of those shows are available on Anchor right now. So go listen. My name is Brendan Bigley. This has been Coming Soon. Have a good week.